Welcome to Shortcuts, a weekly online broadcast brought to you by IBM Workplace. Together with the industry experts, we're here to help you get the most of everyday internet and email tools to make your life online more productive and more fun. If you've got a question, we'll find the answer. Just write us at cuts@us.ibm.com. I'm George Faulkner. This week's question came from our mailbag. It reads, I recently discovered the social bookmarking site Delicious. I heard it can become a great alternative to using browser bookmarks. Can you give me some tips on using it? On the phone with us today is Shortcuts knowledge management expert Luis Suarez. With 10 years experience at IBM, Luis specializes in knowledge and collaboration tools. He is also a prolific blogger and maintains three different blogs, both inside and outside IBM. Welcome to Shortcuts, Luis. It's great to have you on the show. What can you tell our listeners about Delicious and social bookmarking?
Hi, George. Thanks a lot. Well, one of the things that is very important about Delicious and social bookmarking is that we are actually no longer dependent on a computer to be able to store our favorite links. You can just go log on to Delicious, create an account, and start bookmarking different websites. And then if you switch machines or if you're traveling, if you're on the road, working from home or whatever, and you have got access to different computers, you're going to still access your own different links that you can refer back and forth with no problem. You also have got the opportunity to find experts, from the perspective of searching those particular bookmarks that people may have been sharing, and obviously from there build up some knowledge about those particular items. So you have got the opportunity to find out people's profiles, what they have been reading, what they have been saving. And from there onwards, you know what people's interests are. And at the same time, you know what subject matter expertise they may have. I mean, if I find someone who has got a true interest in social networking or Web 2.0, for instance, I'm bound to find that person's Delicious profile with all sorts of different links that I can refer back and forth. And obviously from there, build on my own expertise by leveraging from that particular profile on that Delicious account. One of the great things about social bookmarking as well is that I can have a visualization of actually how the information is put together. And that's through what is called tag clouds. So obviously when I actually work with social bookmarking, I have got the opportunity to annotate a particular web page. So I can add different tags that I will be able to reuse at some point in time. And I'm actually also sharing those same tags. So you have got the opportunity to build up some relationship between yourself as the expert and the bookmarks that you're sharing, and then display them as a tag cloud. A tag cloud which is basically indicating which hot tags you may have, and it will make them stand out a lot larger and with a stronger font than ones that you may have tagged once or twice. And finally, you know, one of the things that is happening with Delicious and with some other alternatives is the situation where they integrate quite nicely with different other applications. So you can embed your Delicious bookmarks into your own blogs, or you could actually share them across the board with whoever else, and you can embed them almost in every single type of web page.
So really, this is all about links, tagging. This is not actual text interaction.
No, it's what you said. It's all about linking. It's all about putting the social aspect of connecting between different people, and the way that it's used now is actually through bookmarks.
That's fascinating. Thank you so much, Luis, and appreciate you having on the show today. For a transcript of today's show, visit us on the web at ibm.com/shortcuts. There you'll find more information on this week's topic. And again, if you've got a question for our experts, write us at cuts@us.ibm.com. From all of us at Shortcuts, thanks for listening.